Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 16. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them, but God kept them from recognizing him. It was getting towards the end of Easter day, and the light was fading as these two people trudged back home. It had been an incredibly strange time for them. Their hero, Jesus, had died in horrifying circumstances 2 days previously. They'd heard some women report that Jesus had risen from death, but they didn't know what to make of it. Suddenly, a stranger started walking alongside them. They had no idea that it was Jesus. Even when the stranger accepted their invitation to go back to their home, they still didn't recognize that it was him. This beautiful account will strike a chord with most of us. There have probably been many times when we felt alone, but in fact, Jesus was walking alongside us all the time. For some reason, we didn't realize that he was there. Perhaps we were distracted or tired or confused or angry. Or perhaps life was just too busy and we couldn't spot Jesus amid the busyness. Isaiah addressed a similar situation in chapter 40 of his prophecy. The people were in exile and felt that God had abandoned them. But Isaiah put them right. God was constantly with them. In fact, unlike them, God never went to sleep. He was always on the job, always giving strength to his people. Isaiah wrote this, "Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Whatever you're going through today, you can be sure of this. Whether you recognize him or not, Jesus is walking beside you. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been surprised to discover that Jesus is walking with you? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you never leave our side. Open our eyes to your presence with us today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which can be accessed at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.